Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robot Proof, When Machines Have All the Answers. Build Better People by Vivian Ming is a nonfiction work about artificial intelligence, human development, education, and the future of work. Ming writes from the perspective of a neuroscientist, entrepreneur, and AI researcher, focusing less on whether machines will replace people and more on what kinds of human capacities will remain valuable when answers become cheap and instantly available. The book argues that knowledge, credentials, and narrow technical skill are becoming weaker foundations for long-term security because AI systems increasingly perform well on clearly defined tasks. Its central purpose is to redirect attention toward the abilities that help people navigate uncertainty, ask better questions, collaborate with others, and solve problems that cannot be reduced to a clean prompt or metric, rather than presenting AI as either a utopian tool or a simple threat. The book treats it as a force that exposes how urgently families, schools, companies, and societies need to develop more adaptive humans. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, answer abundance shifts human value from knowledge possession to question formation. A central idea in Robot Proof is that the economic and intellectual value of merely knowing answers declines when AI can produce plausible responses to an enormous range of questions. Ming does not treat this as a narrow labor market issue because the deeper problem is cultural. Schools, hiring systems, and professional advancement have long rewarded people for accumulating information, demonstrating expertise, and executing known procedures. AI weakens that model by making many forms of recall, summarization, pattern matching, and routine production easier to outsource. The book, therefore, reframes human advantage around the ability to recognize what matters, identify missing context, and decide which questions are worth asking. This is not the same as celebrating creativity in a vague sense. Better questions require judgment, curiosity, awareness of consequences, and the willingness to investigate uncertainty rather than rush toward closure. In this framework, place, a person becomes more valuable not by competing with machines at answer generation, but by using machines to explore possibilities while retaining responsibility for meaning, direction, and ethical interpretation. But the implication is demanding people who passively accept generated answers may become less capable, while people who interrogate those answers can extend their own reasoning. Secondly, ill-posed problems define the work that remains most distinctly human. Ming emphasizes ill-posed problems as the terrain where human contribution becomes most important. A well-posed problem has clear goals, clean inputs, defined constraints, and a measurable success condition. AI systems are especially powerful in such environments because optimization can be specified. Ill-posed problems are different. The goal may be contested, the data incomplete, the stakeholders in conflict, and the meaning of success unstable. Examples in real life include improving a child's long-term development, designing fair workplaces, managing social trust, or deciding how a community should use new technology. These problems cannot be solved by simply applying a formula, because deciding what the problem is forms part of the work. Robot Proof argues that education and organizations should prepare people for this ambiguity rather than only training them to execute known tasks efficiently. The reasoning is practical. As automation expands, routine expertise becomes easier to replicate, while sense-making under uncertainty becomes more valuable. Ill-posed problems demand perspective-taking, experimentation, intellectual humility, and revision. The book's distinctive contribution is to place ambiguity at the center of future readiness, not at the margins. It suggests that people become robot-proof by becoming better at problems whose boundaries are still being discovered. Thirdly, automators, validators, and cyborgs show how AI use can weaken or strengthen thinking. Robot Proof distinguishes between different patterns of human engagement with AI, and this distinction is important because the same tool can produce opposite outcomes. Automators delegate the task to the machine and accept the answer with little understanding. This can increase short-term output, but risks weakening the user's own reasoning, since the person no longer practices the cognitive work that builds competence. Validators use AI to support an answer or belief they already hold. This pattern can be worse than simple delegation because the system becomes a persuasive engine for confirmation bias, making weak assumptions feel supported. The book presents a more desirable pattern in the figure of the cyborg, not as a science fiction image, but as a disciplined hybrid thinker. In this mode, the human uses AI for exploration, simulation, critique, an expansion of possibilities while retaining judgment over framing and consequences. The difference is not technical access but cognitive posture. A cyborg user asks the machine to challenge assumptions, reveal alternatives, and help investigate the unknown. This framework gives the book a concrete way to discuss AI literacy, the central question is not whether people use AI, but whether AI use deepens or replaces their capacity to think. Fourthly, social intelligence becomes a measurable advantage in technical and collaborative work. One of the book's notable arguments is that social intelligence and perspective taking matter even in domains that appear primarily technical. Ming's broader work in workforce analytics and human potential informs her claim that conventional measures such as credentials, narrow skill lists, and static expertise often miss what predicts exceptional performance. The reasoning is that modern work is rarely performed in isolation. A software developer, for example, is not only manipulating code. The developer is interpreting user needs, coordinating with colleagues, anticipating future maintainers, and making trade-offs that affect other people. In that context, understanding motives, constraints, and social dynamics becomes part of technical quality. Robot Proof uses this point to challenge both education and hiring. If institutions screen mainly for what people know at a fixed moment, they may overlook the traits that allow people to learn, collaborate, and adapt when conditions change. AI strengthens this argument because it can increasingly supply technical assistance, but it cannot fully replace the human work of building trust, interpreting social context, and navigating conflicting needs. The book therefore treats empathy, perspective taking, and collaborative intelligence not as soft extras, but as core capacities for a world where machines handle more routine cognition. Lastly, building better people requires redesigning education, parenting, and organizational incentives. The subtitle of Robot Proof points to the book's most practical claim: the response to advanced AI should not be limited to buying tools or teaching prompt techniques. Ming argues that families, schools, and companies need to cultivate capacities that help people remain adaptive when tools and tasks keep changing. These include curiosity, resilience, intellectual humility, social awareness, and comfort with experimentation. The educational implication is especially significant. If children are trained mainly to produce correct answers, AI can become a shortcut that prevents learning rather than a support for it. A more durable approach would reward process, explanation, exploration, and the ability to revise an idea when evidence changes. For organizations, the same logic applies to hiring, training, and management. Companies that measure only immediate productivity may unintentionally encourage automation without understanding, while companies that value learning and problem framing can make AI part of a stronger human system. The book does not suggest that every person must become a technologist. Instead, it argues that everyone needs enough agency, judgment, and self-awareness to use powerful systems without surrendering to them. Its practical challenge is institutional human development has to be designed deliberately, not assumed as a byproduct of technology. In conclusion, Robot Proof is best suited for readers who want a human-centered analysis of AI, rather than a technical manual or a prediction-heavy business book. Educators and parents will find it useful because it connects AI readiness to child development, learning design, curiosity, and resilience. Business leaders and hiring managers can benefit from its critique of skill-based screening and its emphasis on social intelligence, adaptability, and problem framing. Individual professionals may find value in its distinction between passive AI dependence and more disciplined human-machine collaboration. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives readers a vocabulary for evaluating their own use of AI, whether they are outsourcing thought, confirming assumptions, or using machines to expand inquiry. Its intellectual benefit is broader, because it challenges the assumption that the future of work is mainly about learning the next technical skill. Compared with many books in the AI and future work category, Robot Proof stands out by placing human development at the center. It is less concerned with cataloging which jobs will disappear, and more concerned with what kind of people institutions should cultivate. Its strongest differentiation is the combination of neuroscience-informed thinking, workforce implications, and a clear argument that ambiguity, social understanding, and better questions are the real frontier. If you would like to support Vivienne Ming, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.